people have been trying to diversify the workforce in science and tech for a long time, over 10, 15, 20 years. But studies show it is now no more diverse than it was in the year 2000. 87% of engineers are white or Asian, 84% of computer techs, white or Asian. But there is a new effort to change that here in Georgia, and the program just got $4 million from the National Science Foundation. It's called the Peach State Lewis Stokes Alliance for Minority Participation, and we have the director with us, Angela Brooks Greer. Hi, Angela.
Hi, good morning.
It's good to have you. Also with us are seniors Brianna Moppins and Sheena Vasquez from the University of Georgia. They are both enrolled in what's called the LSAMP program. Hi, Brianna and Sheena.
Hi.
Hello.
Angela, you were nodding your head when I said that we've been trying to diversify STEM for a while. How is this program different than the efforts that have gone before?
Well, in this effort, we're truly trying to increase the number of underrepresented minorities who are completing degrees in your science, technology, engineering, mathematics areas and disciplines. And it's not just engineering and it's not just science, but it can be various careers that require those skills.
So, Brianna, what are you majoring in?
I'm a biology major, pre-med.
Okay, and Sheena, you?
I am a biochemistry and molecular biology major, and I'm pre-graduate school.
Okay, so Brianna, do you think there were obstacles for you in terms of finishing a degree in STEM?
I do believe so, especially attending a university that doesn't really have much diversity with minorities. It's sometimes intimidating to get to know the professors, especially in a large class. LSAMP really provided the chance for you to meet faculty and to get to know them on a more personal level in a more intimate space. I believe the connections are, you know, valuable.
And what about you, Sheena?
Definitely for me as well, and especially coming in as a transfer student from a local community college in Decatur, the LSAMP program has provided a smooth transition for me with having faculty mentors like Dr. Brooks Greer that I knew previously, and also students who had transferred in from the college to UGA as well.
Okay, so Angela, you emphasized when you were explaining the difference, the fact that your program wants to help people complete the STEM majors. Does that mean you feel as though many programs before were just focused on recruiting people to them?
Well, not necessarily that they just wanted to recruit, but then we discovered that we really need to create an environment in which we have a lot of support and that we're encouraging the students to work with faculty members in research and do all that they can to get involved in internships and various other actual career type experiences in the summer during the school year too. And that's been very helpful in order for them to make connections in the classroom. It helps
so
them to do
better.
So how does
the LSAMP program, how does it do that? What are the different ways that it supports somebody so that they graduate successfully?
One of the things that we like to do is, engaging them in research. That's really important.
And what does that mean? You're getting them into the lab or you're getting them on research projects?
Yeah, we're getting them involved in the laboratories and getting them in research projects. And then we offer them professional development workshops in which they're able to learn better how to represent themselves with their CVs or their resumes, how to do personal statements better, how to do applications better. We just give them more opportunities to better their writing skills, those other skills that are in addition to the science and math skills. We're just giving them more of a holistic approach to preparing them and getting them ready for engaging in the STEM disciplines.
Brianna, you hear Angela telling all of these different things that this program does. Which of those did you take advantage of?
Well, I'm on the student board for LSAMP, so I play a big role in designing the professional workshops and preparing that. What I really like about having a student board is it really gets the actual students more involved in figuring out, you know, what do we actually need. For example, last year we had the faculty-student mixer, which is like a speed dating thing to like get to meet different faculty like really quickly. I thought it was really
fun.
Wait,
you have to explain this to me. It means you sit down at tables with faculty members for like 2 minutes and then a bell rings and you move to the next one?
Exactly. It's really fun. And so I like the fact that we have the students actually, you know, get to say, this is what we see the problem is and this is what we need to work on.
So this is this $4 million grant from the National Science Foundation will be spread across 5 colleges in Georgia, not just the one. 6. Angela is holding up 6, but we're on radio, so they can't see that, Angela. 6 colleges. How do you spend that? Does that just give you further resources for the programs that you're already doing, or are you planning some new things?
Both. It gives us additional resources for what we're currently doing, and as well as giving us some resources to start really preparing students for the next step after undergraduate. We really want to focus on getting them prepared for graduate school so that they can be very successful in going after master's and PhD degrees, as well as MD PhD degrees. I would say 75% of our funding goes directly to students to give them stipends, to give them travel awards.
They have to work for those stipends, though,
They do. They have to do service outreach and help by maybe tutoring other students, being peer mentors to other students. They also have to do 10 hours per semester of service learning.
Yeah.
They are also required to apply to various research opportunities outside of the institution. We really are forcing them to really put themselves out there. And so the funding is available for them for when they do research, then they want to present their research at professional conferences. Then we provide travel awards for them to go to the conferences and present their work. Many of them do poster presentations as well as oral presentations at national conferences across this nation. And some of them even do international conferences. We also like to provide opportunities for them to do research abroad.
That is Peach State's LSAMP Director Angela Berkus-Greer. We are talking about a program that encourages minority undergrad students to enroll in STEM and graduate with those majors. We also have 2 students with us, Brianna Moppins and Sheena Vasquez. Sheena, do you have any ideas on why it has been so difficult to increase the participation of both women and minorities in STEM fields? What is the obstacle?
Personally, I think it could be lack of awareness of these opportunities on campus and available to us, and also possibly a lack of tying in with the lack of awareness, like lack of faculty members maybe making students aware of this. So something that's very nice with LSAMP is that we do have outreach and allowing students to know about these opportunities, and it's nice to have that. So in my opinion, it is in part the lack of awareness, and having peers that are a part of programs like this helps us to engage fully in these opportunities.
Brianna, what about you? Do you have any clues about why this has been, in spite of there has been money poured into trying to diversify STEM fields, there has been programs focused only on this. Why is this so difficult?
I just believe there's also a wall that we have to get past. A lot of people, well, me personally, sometimes you don't have like someone to look up to, maybe to see that, oh, they've done it too. So having LSAMP, you see people, oh, they've done this, so I can do it too, you know? It can be hard to get past that, especially if you have parents who may not have done graduate school. Like for me, I didn't know the difference between getting a master's and getting a PhD until my senior year of high school. So it's just like, you know, you learn about these things kind of late, and then you feel like it's too late to, you know, go for it. So,
Angela, how many students have been involved in the LSAMP programs so far?
So in the last 5 years, we've touched roughly about 1,100 students.
Wow, that is a lot in 5 years.
Yes.
But it's spread over six...
Six institutions.
And what kind of success have you seen? What kind of graduation rate do you have?
So from 2010 to 2014, we've seen a 94% in degrees.
94% graduation rates?
Mm-hmm. Baccalaureate degrees in STEM across those six institutions as a whole together.
That is a remarkable 94%. Statistic.
Yes, that's between 2010 and 2014.
Brianna, you said you're getting ready for medical school, correct?
Yes.
So what is it that you want to do eventually?
Well, I want to be a pediatrician in the future, but I'm also considering getting a PhD, so maybe the MD-PhD program. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a gap year, so I'm doing research during that gap year. So
you want to stay in the library for a long time. Yes. Sheena, what about you? What do you hope to do with your education?
I'm on the fence right now between pursuing academia or industry. So that's typically what you do after you pursue a PhD in biochemistry. So I'm leaning more towards industry right now, but I'm also flexible with maybe having my mind change to be in academia because there's a higher chance to influence future generations positively, mm-hmm. especially minority students. So that those are two fields that I'm looking at pursuing.
Angela, you're cheering here. You guys can't see her, but she's over here waving her hands. You see these two girls as successes of the program.
Absolutely. And what's really cool is I didn't talk to them at all. I didn't know what their plans were. So
you just trusted they were going to.
Well, you know, I believe that we're putting out that message. We're giving them opportunities to engage in different ways. They're being exposed to career paths in STEM that they've never even knew about or thought about. And so making those connections, I know, have been very influential and impactful in these students' lives. And so many of them come to undergrad thinking, I just want to be a medical doctor, or I just want to be a veterinarian. And we're showing them various other career paths in STEM. And that has made a huge difference.
That is Peach State LSAMP Director Angela Burks Greer, and LSAMP has helped boost minority participation in STEM majors in six colleges and universities across Georgia. We also heard from UGA seniors Brianna Moppins and Sheena Vasquez. Thanks so much to both of you. Brianna and Sheena, you guys both graduate in May?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just ahead, a famous face from Georgia sets a record in journalism. First, though, what we can learn from a decades-old case about Georgia's use of the death penalty. This is on Second Thought.